We pick up in the second quarter with Scott City leading at 6-0 on Russell here. And on the sixth play of the drive is where we're going to continue this highlight here. Scott City facing their second third down coming up here, and they would find a first down through the air.
Scott City 1-2 on third downs as they keep it tight formation. Tied in left side in a two-wing setup. Receiver right, third 9 from their own 19-yard line. King will roll to his left. Now has time, will fire it for wide open. Thomas will make the catch, 35, sidesteps 1, and is tackled forward to the 42-yard line. That tackle made that time by Braden Gibson, but not before a gain of 23 on the play and a Beaver first down.
That'd be a big conversion on third down there for the Beavers, as they'd have a little bit more breathing room after that with that 6-0 lead. They would also face another third down on their 9th play of the drive, near midfield, and they would strike big this time to go up 2 scores.
Ball at the 48-yard line, middle of the field here with 9:40 to go, second quarter. This has been a lengthy drive here, 4-minute drive here for Scott City. 9th play of the drive. Handoff right side. Thomas has a first down. More, he's going to be gone. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Scott City. A 52-yard run for Jace Thomas, and it's 12-0. With 9:23 to go, second quarter.
So Jace Thomas's 52-yard run gives Scott City a 12-0 lead with 9:23 to go in the first half, and that would cap off a nice drive there with 9 plays, 92 yards, and 4 minutes and 39 seconds off the clock. And unfortunately, the 2-point conversion would be no good. Scott City trying to chase get a couple points back there, but unsuccessful there as they still remained at 12-0. After the kickoff, Russell will take over at their own 35-yard line, but they would only have one play and a turnover right off the bat.
Tied in right side, empty backfield, back to pass, and now under pressure, rolling to his right is going to be the quarterback as the flag comes. That pass is going to be diving catch, interception, Cole. No signal yet, yes. At the 49-yard line in Scott City territory, pending the penalty. That would stand. It would be Culp's 5th pick of the year.
Blaine Culp with a big interception that set up Scott City near midfield, to be exact, at their own 49-yard line with 9:08 to go first half and a 12-0 lead. Scott City would strike right away and get into Bronco territory with a big pitch and catch.
Two tight end right or left side on first down as King back up the pass right down the seam for Willis. He will make the catch and haul it in inside the 25. A juggling grab, but Rellis with his first varsity catch on a gain of 31 to the Bronco 20.
The sophomore tight end Aaron Rellis, his first catch of his varsity career, took it all the way to the Russell 20-yard line. You think maybe Scott City's putting together the third scoring drive, but on fourth down, unfortunately, the Beavers would have to turn it over on downs as they got into the red zone at the 15-yard line of Russell.
Terango will be split wide to the right. Wing T set up. Tied in his left side is Ruelas. King drops back to pass. Now we'll throw to the end zone for Ruelas, and it's knocked away and incomplete, and Russell holds turnover on downs at the 15-yard line.
The drive would stall with 6:27 to go in the second quarter, and it would be their first unsuccessful scoring drive of the night. They still maintain the 12-0 lead. Russell would go 3 and out, would punt it, and Scott City would take over at their own 46-yard line, and they'd go 4 plays and try to go for it near midfield late in the first half to try to keep their momentum going.
Here it's 4th and 3 for Scott City, up 12-0. Beavers 1-2 on 4th down tonight. King will roll to his left on 4th down, will fire for Carson Froh. Oh, it's just too far out of his reach at the 41-yard line, the second straight turnover on downs for the Beavers.
It was a great play call that time to get it to Carson Froh there. He was open there just a little bit too far out of his reach there, and a good throw opportunity there. But Russell will take over near midfield at their own 47 with 3:20 to go first half, and it set up Russell's really only sustained drive of the night there that went around 11 plays to close out the half, though. Russell would actually score a touchdown on a third down play, but it would be called back because of a chop block on the back side of the play, and that took some points off the board. And then Scott said it would be flagged for holding, and that would replay the down. And so Russell would have another opportunity to convert to get a first down, and they would do so again.
Three receivers left, one to the right. It would be Whitmer. He'll swing it out left side to Maresco. Follows the blockers. Got the first down across the 30 to the 28-yard line. Just found a little hole there for a gain of 5, and Russell converts a third down or fourth down, excuse me, and they keep the drive alive.
Russell would have it actually goal to go inside the 10-yard line late first half, but a couple of penalties backed him up there all the way back to the 20, outside the 25-yard line. Russell would actually score on one of those, but they'd be called back for holding. So they had two touchdowns taken off the board because of their own penalties late in that first half. But they had one more chance right before halftime.
We'll repeat a third and goal, this time from the 26 of Scott City. Final play of the half, they'll have a five-receiver set, three to the left, two to the right. And this is going to be end zone pass, and here's back to pass. This is be thrown down the seam. Pass is going to be deflected and incomplete. So Scott City uses two of their nine cat lives on that series because of Russell penalties, and they will take a 12-0 lead into the locker room over the Russell Broncos.
Somehow there, Scott City dodged some bullets there, and the penalties really cost Russell a touchdown there late in the first half, but Scott City would take it and take a 12-0 lead into the locker room over the Broncos of Russell. And we will pick up with the third quarter here in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.